Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 503, Mayberry Days Trivia Championship 2018, round one. These titles keep getting longer. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out the Make America Mayberry Again. We have bumper stickers and magnets. So if you don't want to stick a bumper sticker to your car, you can get a magnet and stick it on there so you can take it off. We also have the 2019 Andy Griffith Show wall calendars. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and get some of the great Mayberry stuff for Christmas for folks that you know. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by fine folks like yourself. The executive producer of episode number 503 is Kenneth Junkin. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to be here in Mayberry. I'm going to be gone on the Mayberry cruise. When you're actually listening to this, if you hear the recorded, released version, if you're not here for the live show, in other words, and I'll be gone. So it's kind of nice, though, to be back to regular order. The last couple of weeks or so, we've been celebrating our 500th episode and then our 10th year and then all kinds of stuff like that. So we're back to regular order here for the podcast, at least for a little while. And I'm glad to get to do this one because we just had Mayberry Days back at the end of September, and we did some trivia. That was our round one, which is our qualifying round of Mayberry Days trivia. And tonight, today, whenever you're listening to it, we're going to go in and be doing our round one of the Mayberry Days trivia. Like I said, the podcast is called Mayberry Days Trivia Championship, the Grand Championship 2018. This is round one. All the questions in this round are worth 100 points. So go ahead and get out your pencil because here's what we're going to do. We're going to play round one this week. Next week, we're going to play round two and the final Mayberry Jeopardy version. Can't call it Jeopardy. I think that's probably copyrighted. But it's the final question. So round one, each question is worth 100 points. Round two, next week, next episode, will be worth 200 points. And the final, you get to bet however many points you have and double it if you get it right, or it's negative if you get it wrong. Now, as I said, every question is worth 100 points in this round. But if you miss a question, it's minus 100. So you guys may have seen some show on television by a host of us, some guy named Alex, that they do a very similar version of this, which they may have even thought of it. But that's how we're going to play this. So get ready. Everybody is ready to go. Also, stick around after the trivia because we're going to get to hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History. So let's have a little bit of background music by our good friends, the VW Boys. Oh, there we go. A little background music just to keep things lively. And here we go, folks. Round one of the Mayberry Days Championship. Every question is worth 1 point. So get your pencils and let's go. Here we are. Question one. Who did Gomer say developed the pitcher for Barney in the filling station robbery? Who did Gomer say developed the pitcher for Barney in the filling station robbery? Remember that? Barney, you take a good pitcher. Me, I never do. Who did Gomer say developed that pitcher of Barney? It was for Barney and of Barney, turned out. Here is your criminal. All right, that's question one. You can pause it. It's worth 100 points if you get it right. Minus 100 if you lose. Okay, here we go. The answer is Miss Mason is who did it. Miss Mason. That was from episode number 85 of the Andy Griffith Show. All right, so it's 100 if you got it, minus 100 if you missed. Question number two. Who did Opie give a sock to the head for making fun of his girlfriend, Charlotte? Who did Opie give a sock to the head for making fun of his girlfriend, Charlotte? All right, so if you're listening to this, you can pause it if you don't want to know the answer. Read it one last time, and then I'll give you the answer. Who did Opie give a sock to the head for making fun of his girlfriend, Charlotte? The answer is not Miss Mason. I went the wrong way. The answer is Jimmy. Whew, boy, I got lost on the answers. Jimmy is the answer. There we go. So that's who it was. So did you get it right? Minus 100 points to Alan for not flipping the question the right way. All right. All right. So next up, question number three. Question three. There are 10 questions. Each question is worth 100 points. Minus 100 if you miss a question. Number three, Andy demonstrates to Barney how easy it is to be taken in by a con man when he agrees to sell him a buffalo head nickel with the buffalo facing the wrong way. What amount does Andy tell Barney he will take for his nickel? Whew, long question. I'll read it again. Andy demonstrates to Barney how easy it is to be taken in by a con man when he agrees to sell him a buffalo head nickel with the buffalo facing the wrong way. What amount does Andy tell Barney he will take for his nickel? Nickel with a buffalo facing the wrong way. How much? What amount does he say he'd take for that? The answer is $75. $75. That's from episode number 19 of the Andy Griffith Show. $75. Woo, $75. That's a lot. All right. How are you doing? You should have 300 points if you got them all right, or minus 300 if you got them all wrong. Number four, Elizabeth Crowley, a magazine reporter from Washington, D.C., is speeding through Mayberry in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. According to Andy, what speed was Elizabeth driving in this zone? Okay. Elizabeth Crowley, she's a magazine reporter from D.C. She's speeding through Mayberry in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. According to Andy, what speed was Elizabeth driving in this zone? All right. How you doing? Folks in the chat room are playing along. Let's see. What speed was she driving? The answer is 70 miles an hour. 70 miles an hour. That's from episode 19 as well. So, hey, we got a few people that got it. I see them. They're getting that one right. All right, guys. That was fourth question. 400 points are on the board if you've been getting them all right. All right, question number five. Here we go. Question number five. Let me move out of the way here. Andy and Barney are in North Carolina, capital city, to meet with the commissioner Hodges to request funding. What is the cost of Andy and Barney's hotel room per night on this trip? Oh, this is question five. Andy and Barney are in North Carolina's capital city to meet with Commissioner Hodges to request funding. What is the cost of Andy and Barney's hotel room per night on this trip? What is the cost of the hotel room per night? The answer is $7. $7. That's from episode number 57. So how you doing? Doing pretty good? Okay, we're halfway through round one. Round one. Now, there are 10 questions in this round. There'll be 10 more next week, plus the final question. Okay? So you got to keep up with your score from this week to next. Here we go. Number six. Barney buys his first car from Mrs. Lesh. Mrs. Lesh claims to owe how much for her late husband's funeral expenses? I don't know these. I don't know these answers. I was there and read the questions and still don't know them. Barney buys his first car from Mrs. Lesh. Mrs. Lesh claims to owe how much for her late husband's funeral expenses? Her late husband, Bernard, by the way. Bernard? Barney's just short for Bernard. All right. The answer to number six of how much does Mrs. Lesh claim to owe for her late husband's funeral expenses? The answer is $140. $140. That's from episode number 90 of The Andy Gross Show. All right. How are you doing? Probably got 600 points. I think I had to have 100, maybe. I don't know. Number seven. Here we go. What does Barney claim will happen to you if a bat or a moth lays eggs in your hair? Ooh, I got one. I think I know this one. What does Barney claim will happen to you if a bat or a moth lays eggs in your hair? Oh, this one's the only one I've known so far. Well, for sure. All right, the answer to what does Barney claim will happen to you if a bat lays eggs in your hair or a moth? The answer is you'll go crazy. That's right. You'll go crazy. All right, so that's in episode number 109. I think it's called The Cave Rescue. All right. Oh, we're getting close. We're getting close here to the end of these. Number eight, 100 points, if you know this one. What year was the town of Mayberry founded? If you know this one, I'm very impressed with you because I don't know it, and I heard it a month and a half ago. What year was the town of Mayberry founded? Founders Day. Founders Day pageant. That's probably from that episode. What year was the town of Mayberry founded? The answer to what year was the town of Mayberry founded is, pause if you don't want to hear it yet, it is 1864. The town of Mayberry was founded in 1864. That was from episode number 138. Now remember, if you guess and miss it, it's minus 100 points. So don't guess if you don't know. All right, number nine. Whom does Floyd say invented root beer?
Who invented root beer? Yeah, according to me, yeah. Who does Floyd say invented root beer? Yeah, I know that one.
Who does Floyd say invented root beer? This is number nine. The answer is the Indians.
It's the Indians. The Indians invented root beer. Yeah, it was the Indians. That's from episode 192. Oh, it's hot. 192.
All right, so that was who Floyd said. So there's only one question left. There was guesses in the chat room of Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge invented root beer.
No, Floyd. Calvin Coolidge didn't invent root beer. That's a good one. Somebody in the chat room, I won't mention his names, Anthony. I won't mention any names. Says he's minus 200. I think he may be minus 300 now after his last guess. All right. The final question from round one, worth 100 points, is who did Andy replace as sheriff in Mayberry? All right, that's a hard one. I don't know how many of you get this or not, but it's worth a try. Whom did Andy replace as sheriff in Mayberry? The answer is Dale Buckley. Dale Buckley. That's from episode number 106. So there you go, folks. That is round one in the bag of Mayberry Days Championship of Trivia, Round 1, 2018. There you go. All right, so add up your points. Even if you have minus points for this round, you carry on into Round 2, but you just still have the minus points, right? So if you're minus 300, you go into Round 2 with minus 300 points. All right, so that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being minus 300 points. At least you're still in the game. And every point next week in Round 2 will be worth 200 points, okay? Every question will be worth 200. So write it down on your piece of paper there and remember your score, whatever it is, because you'll add the two rounds together to see how many points you can bid in the final round, okay? And the one with the most points, they win. That's how this works. All right, guys, I hope you enjoy that. I enjoy these trivia questions. They're not quite as hard, believe it or not, as they once were. We do have a little easier questions because now during Mayberry Days, this final round is played with a buzzer system. So the first person that buzzes in wins or gets to try to answer the question. If they're incorrect, they lose their points. And the board is unlocked again, and they can buzz in the second time. You know, it's just like Jeopardy on television, just like that. So anyway, it's a lot of fun. And if you never come to Mayberry Days to the trivia contest because the questions are too hard and you don't know any of them, it's really, I think it's more fun to watch now. It's a lot of fun to come. And by the way, it is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store because Weaver's is the one that bought the control board. It lets you do the buzzing in and everything. So thank you to Weavers. That would be my wife who runs Weavers, Mrs. Weavers herself, Jan Newsom. So thank you to Jan. All right, guys. So we have missed out because I've done some special episodes lately. So we haven't had a weekly This Week in Mayberry History. We've been missing out, but we are in luck this week because Randy Turner has once again stepped forward to provide us with some great Mayberry information. So let's head over and hear from him.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Happy 85th birthday to Ken Berry, born on November the 3rd, 1933. Ken is known to Mayberry fans as Sam Jones, the character introduced to keep Mayberry alive after Andy Griffith was ready to leave. Ken was born in Moline, Illinois, and decided to become a singer and dancer when only 12, when he saw a children's dance presentation at his school. He began tap dancing lessons and at 15 won a talent competition held by a big band leader and then joined his traveling ensemble. Ken stayed with the band leader's ensemble touring the United States and Europe for 15 months in public performances and in shows at Air Force bases overseas after the war. After he graduated from high school, Ken enlisted in the Army, working with artillery. A year into his service, he entered a talent contest and was selected to appear on the New York show Soldier Parade, his television debut. Resultantly, Ken spent his second year of military service in special services, serving under Sergeant Leonard Nimoy, who later became known as Mr. Spock on Star Trek. Another talent contest near the end of his enlistment won him an appearance on Ed Sullivan's show, Toast of the Town. Nimoy sent telegrams to various talent scouts, urging them to watch that episode to see Berry, a kindness that resulted in Berry being signed to Universal Studios. He spent his time there as a contract player, but never made it to film and was released in 1956. He then went to Vegas and worked with Abbott and Costello in their stage act. After several other jobs, he was hired by composer Billy Barnes to appear in his stage production, The Billy Barnes Review. The show started in Los Angeles in 1959 and later that year moved to Broadway. It is remembered for the number of cast members who went on to greater fame. In addition to Berry, the cast included Barnes' wife, Joyce Jameson, better known to Mayberry fans as Skippy, one of the fun girls from Mount Pilot. It also included Anne Gilbert, later known as neighbor Millie Helper in the Dick Van Dyke Show, and Jackie Joseph, Ernest T.'s own sweet Romina. Ken and Jackie married in 1960. He was soon a recurring bellboy character in the Ann Southern Show. In 1961, he was a comedic recurring character, Dr. Capiche, in the series Dr. Kildare, and the next year began playing the recurring character Lieutenant Melton in the series Ensign O'Toole. In 1965, another military role, though of a very different type, brought him widespread recognition when he starred in F Troop as the clumsy Captain Wilton Parmenter. After F Troop ended, Ken was chosen to be the new straight man in Mayberry when Andy Griffith decided to finally leave the show. Ken appeared in four episodes in 1968 near the end of season 8, including the final episode, Mayberry RFD, which served as a pilot for the retooled version of the same name. That fall, the new series started. The show was number 4 in the Nielsen's its first two seasons. It fell to 15th its third season, but was obviously still easily in the top 20 shows in the country, but was canceled in the notorious rural purge by CBS. After Ken and Jackie Joseph divorced in 1976, his last well-known show resulted from being a frequent guest star on the Carol Burnett Show. A recurring skit, which began in 1974 on the show, was called The Family. In 1982, Eunice, a made-for-television movie based on the skits, but that was less broad and sometimes even bittersweet, was aired. In that film, Ken played Eunice's brother, Philip. But when the movie then spawned a new 1983 series called Mama's Family, Barry was recast as the more dim-witted brother, Vinton. The series ended in 1990, and after other guest appearances in various shows, Ken retired from acting in 1999. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you so much, Randy. It is always so fun to hear these reports. And if you'd like to make sure you don't miss anything that Randy does online, because he's got a blog, he's got a lot of things, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com. Thank you again, Randy. Thank you all for being here with me. A couple of weeks ago, when we were doing our 500th episode, I asked the question if any of you had actually listened to all 500 episodes, and I got a voicemail. Now, if you're laying down your job, if you're listening to these and didn't send them to me, but listen to this one. I got this one, and I want to thank him for it because it's great.
Hello, Alan. This is Larry Granger. This is a belated congratulations. I started listening to your podcast at episode 1, and so that makes me start to feel a little old. I've enjoyed all 500 episodes, and I'm looking forward to 501. Congratulations, big guy. Thanks.
Wow. Thank you, Larry. Thank you for taking time to call in. And wow, thank you for listening to all 500 episodes. If you have listened to all 500 episodes like Larry, or if you're even close to having listened to all 500 episodes, I would love for you to call me and let me know. I think I've told you previously that I've had people come up to me and tell me they've listened to the podcast while they were driving to a Mayberry event. And one couple, if I remember right, drove all the way from like Texas to somewhere in North Carolina. So probably, I don't know, 16 hours. I don't know how long it was, but they listened to episodes of Two Chairs, No Waiting on their drive. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of listening to me talk. But I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. I want to thank Larry. Larry has been one of our patrons. Now, if you don't know what patrons are, patrons, they help support the show. They're over at patreon.com. If you head over to Patreon, if you head over to Two Chairs No Waiting, the website, you'll see a link there on the side of the page for Patreon. And if you go there, you'll see you can come and support me. Right now, I have 16 patrons, and they give me a total of about $35 per episode. So if you would like to be a patron, a supporter of all the things I do, on Two Chairs No Waiting and imayberry.com and all the other things that are related to Mayberry. I do have another job, and someday I won't have that job. So this stuff needs to pay for itself, or I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't afford to have a hobby that costs me a lot. So if you would like to help me out, I would really appreciate it. You can become a patron at patreon.com. You can donate a dollar an episode. You can say, I'll give you a dollar an episode, but I'm not going to give you more than $3 a month. You can do all kinds of different options so that you can choose to, you know, if you feel like you're getting value from what I give you, give a little value back. That's called a value for value model. And I would appreciate it. And I thank you for it if you can or if you can't. If you can't do that, get out there and tell people about it. Tell people about the Andy Griffith Show and about imayberry.com and all the other things that you may know about that they just don't know, because they're missing out on a lot of fun as a Mayberry fan, not knowing that all the rest of us are out here. So get out there and tell people. Folks, it is always a pleasure to be here in Mayberry with you. I want to thank you for being here with me. I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call like Larry did. You can call me at 888-684-8415, or you can go over to Two Chairs No Waiting and click the Leave a Voicemail link. It's right there on the side of the page. Just click it, and you can leave a message. If you have a phone or anything, you can leave a message, and I can play it right here on the podcast, and you too can be a part of the show like Larry. So thank you again to everybody that shows up weekly and just makes America Mayberry again. Let's do that. So folks, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.